Time for us to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. Feels like fall's in the air. Sorry.
Well, it'll feel like summer again in about a day and a half.
Oh, good.
For a little while longer.
Yeah, we're the ones who like it warm. Yeah.
Yes. But my furnace actually has come on 3 or 4 times in the past couple of days.
It's been a cold September.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, a couple of things I want to get to, and that is because it's today. On Speed Buckley passed away. On Friday at Sharon Hospital.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
He's, of course, been around here forever. He ran the Chateau, just a real, really a great guy. Today, calling hours for Speed from 4 to 7 at the Huffgut Funeral Home in Dover Plains on Route 22. And right after the calling hours tonight, there will be the funeral services there as well.
Mm.
So we rest in peace, Speed.
Mm.
And today, the Patriot Day remembrance, which goes on at St. Joseph's Church.
Correct. They started at midnight and will go to midnight. This is in honor of, in memory of those who perished in September 11th, and they've included soldiers, military people from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq as well.
And up to the current fight on terror, they now have added 6,897 American soldiers have been added to the list of 2,976.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they have a continuous reading of all the names all day long, and they will have had cannon shots at the appropriate times, you know, when the planes hit the
People want to go there today, it's 8:46, 9:43, 10:05, 10:13, and 10:28, cannon, bells, and bagpipes.
Mm. It's a moving ceremony and a moving day, and of course the huge flag hangs out from the fire truck. It's just very, very moving, and it reminds us of what happened. Yeah. Busy, busy day, busy week. I saw Mike Flint yesterday, and we both said, oh, boy, this is our week. We have this afternoon the Region 1 Athletic Fund Golf Tournament is up in Egremont. Then we get back down here. We have the Salisbury Selectmen. We have Region 1 Board. Just all kinds of things going on tonight.
Yeah, we got the Board of Selectmen at 4 in Salisbury. Then in Sharon, we have the Ad Hoc Blight Committee meeting, which is taking place at 5 o'clock today. Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village.
The duo there, 6:30, 7:30, and then the high school at 6:30.
Got any clones?
And also, what's interesting there's a special meeting of the Board of Education and ABC later on this week talking about CABE.
Yes, I did see that. Yes. So busy, busy day. Clone is right, Jill. I don't know. We'll just do the best we can. Tomorrow, GEAR is having fun night from 5 to 7.
Yep.
And also they have a luau sometime later in the week. I think that's Thursday. Yeah,
that's Thursday. The luau, yeah.
Lots of good things going on at GEAR Village. And
It's fun. It's fun afternoon at the Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow at 2.
Yes. So that's fun afternoon is right. Yep. And next weekend, there is the Equus Effect program at the farm, at the Jane Strong's farm, 4 to 6:30 p.m. Equus is an amazing organization that helps veterans by the use of horses, and it's really quite a wonderful affair, a wonderful thing.
And also next week, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their big fundraising golf tournament.
And the Peddler's Sale, the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's Peddler's Sale on the lawn of South Canaan Meeting House. So I think I better take some more vitamins.
And the forecast right now calls for a chance of showers.
Oh, Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's the remnants, leftovers of Irma.
Oh, well, it's pretty grim down there. So,
yeah.
But Mike and I were at the opening ceremony dedication yesterday at the Falls Village New Emergency Services Center, which is wonderful. For those who've not seen it, well, I'm sure most people have seen it because they go by on Route 7. But what a change from the cramped little headquarters they've had to deal with for 40 years on Railroad Street. So lovely ceremony, lots of dedications, speeches, tours, food. It was dignitaries. It was a very, very nice affair and good for Falls Village.
And that's where persistence pays off because they've been working on that for about 20 years.
Yeah,
20 years,
banging away.
Banging away, and in the face of opposition, they had one vote that went down, and they went back and scaled it back a little bit, and now it's here. And it also, importantly, is an emergency shelter.
Yep.
So if let's hope not, when, but there are emergencies, that is a beautiful building to house people. So good for Falls Village, and we applaud them. And, of course, there was the Ag Fair in Cornwall this weekend, which is always fun, lots of activities, and, you know, goes back to their agricultural roots, and a beautiful, beautiful day for being outside with the farmer.
All right.
Well, so I guess I better get going.
Get yourself cloned.
Get your sneakers on.
This is never going to happen. I mean, that's just not going to do it.
No. But we'll report back next week.
All right, Ruth. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report, here on Robin Hood Radio.